الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنة اليوم الدين. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers, sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We ask Allah Ta'ala to accept our meeting and guide us for knowledge, insha'Allah Ta'ala, from Al-Quran Azim and Sunnah al-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yesterday, we reached the idea, insha'Allah Ta'ala, about if both of them became Muslim, the husband and wife, both of them became Muslim, husband and wife. And as we explain our situation here, these two Mormon, husband and wife, both of them are Mormon, and the man, he married the two sisters. Mormon, he married the two sisters. And he has children from every one of them. And as we say the question again for the new members, that all of them, they need to be a Muslim. And they send the question for us, asking, what we have to do, we need to be a Muslim, but something bother us. We know that the Islam doesn't permit the man to have the two sisters together as a wives. And we answer, alhamdulillah, through almost like three classes now. These classes will be in the internet, inshallah ta'ala, for the people more actually, inshallah, to learn their deen, inshallah ta'ala. I just like to have the conclusion today, because some of you send it to me, saying that we're still confusing. I'm going to make it very simple for you today, inshallah ta'ala. طيب. All the kuffar, the disbeliever, if became Muslim, that means the husband and wife together, they became Muslim, and their marriage originally before Islam was according to the way which the Islam permitted. Again, before they became a Muslim, their marriage doesn't violate the Islamic rule, such as a man before he became, and his wife, they became a Muslim, before they became a Muslim, for example, he married his mother-in-law. Some people, a lot of branches, thousands of branches. He married his mother-in-law. He married his sisters from his father's side, from his mother's side, and he married his sister. He has a two sisters and married both of them, like our case. So, after they became a Muslim, right away, if he married somebody from Al-Maharim, the forbidden marriage such as which the Islam doesn't permit, mother-in-law, his sister, he married two sisters, or he married five, like the Mormon, they are allowed to marry a big number of women. So what we have to do, this kind of marriage, the Islam, if they want to be a Muslim, the Islam will stand up and say, listen, your mother-in-law is not permitted to do so, we have to make fasakh, separation. That's your sister from your father's side, from your mother, or your sister from the both. Actually, so we cannot, you know, as you know, in the Russian, when we study this, they are allowed to go and have meeting with his wife, with his sister. There's nothing wrong, no limitation. They want to be a Muslim, so we told them, welcome to Islam, but we must separate. We cannot accept this kind of marriage, which done against the rule and the regulation of Islam. Mother-in-law, sister from both sides, father or mother, or he married two sisters together, or he married five, we tell them, no. You marry five, so you're going to keep four, and we explain to him, you must be just between all of the women, our two sisters, we take one, and keep one. You cannot continue. Your mother-in-law is haram for you. Your sister-in-law is haram for you if you have his sister with you, still with you. So this kind of marriage, Islam will violate it. Fasch, separation after they became a Muslim. This because this is violate what? This is violate what? The Islam, the Sharia. The second case is, if they married before they became a Muslim, from Ahlul Kitab, we talk about the Mushrik and Ahlul Kitab, we talk about both. If both of them they became a Muslim together, we don't have any problem at all, we accept the existing marriage which done before the Islam. Got it? Alhamdulillah. We accept this kind of marriage after they became a Muslim. You may find some brothers now, they look at me, what are you talking about it? We give example yesterday, the dalil for the ulama. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he left Mecca, he left Zainab radiallahu anha wa ardaha. She became a Muslim also. After the Prophet received the message, Zainab in radiallahu anha wa ardaha, in Mecca, she accepted the Islam. And when they caught her husband in one of the battlefields, when he came to attack the Prophet and the Sahaba in Medina, they caught him as a prisoner of war, as we said yesterday. So what happened? Zainab offered a necklace from her mother Khadija to the Prophet ﷺ to free him. And he was 2 years almost. He was a mushrik. And Zainab was a Muslim, but 2 years as a husband and wife, but there's no meeting. No meeting between both of them. So when he come back again after the Prophet freed him and he converted to Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he got Zainab with him to immigrate to Medina, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept the marriage as it is, which shaitan in Jahiliyyah, and did not separate him. Go and review all the book of the Sunnah. So, Islam, if both of them came, either they are two mushrik, male and female, or the husband or wife, they are mushrik. Hindus, Buddhists, Japanese, name it, Mormon, and if both of them they became a Muslim, we accept the Islam and we accept their marriage as it is. We're not gonna renew the contract of marriage. Clear, my brothers? Clear about this. We accept this kind of marriage based on what the whole ulama accept, with the four imam accept this guy, because what the Prophet ﷺ did was Al-Asi, the husband of Zainab. And also the kuffar, when they used to leave Mecca to immigrate to Medina, and they got their wife with them, and they converted to Islam, both of them, the Prophet ﷺ accepted their Islam and accepted their marriage. He did not renew the contract of marriage. So, this is clear for all of us. If they marry and they have no violation, like he married sister or something, or father, mother-in-law or whatever, or 4, 5 wives, 6 wives, 2 sisters, we told them, no, this marriage is not allowed for you. Haram. 5 women, only 4. 2 sisters, only 1. That's action. But we need to go deep more than that. Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, Imam al-Shawkani, and when you study deep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how much time was spent deep in order to give you this conclusion today, because it's a lot of confusion in this chapter. Time. The situation will be different if one of them accepted the Islam and one of them refused the Islam. That is a problem now. We talk in the fiqh in the beginning here of our class today, if both of them they became a Muslim, you got it, inshallah, we don't have any problem with that. Marriage will be still, but the problem is if one of them accepted Islam and the other one refused Islam,
That is the problem here in this area. Let's read it one by one. We have three cases here. In order to speak about that, we have three cases. Both of the husband and wife are mushrik. Both of them, two Hindus came to me, for example. One of them became a Muslim and the other one refused Islam. If the husband, he mushrik and converted to Islam, and his wife, she refused, we tell them, excuse me, the marriage, it will be separate. We have to separate it, both of you. Either the man, he became a Muslim, nor the man, or either the man, he became a Muslim, or his wife, she is not a Muslim, or the opposite side, the wife accepted the Islam and her husband did not accept the Islam. In both of the cases, if anyone from the mushrik side, mushrik is not considered from Ahlul Kitab. Allah never say about Ahlul Kitab. Yes, never call them mushrik. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ. Different category, right or not? وَاللَّهُ did not say إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا and stop. لا. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ. He made أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ different than مُشْرِك. أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ, even if they commit shirk today, but the original deen is what? Islam. Isa alayhi salam is a Muslim. Musa alayhi salam is a Muslim. But they are the one, they prefer the shirk. They are the one, they make the shirk. Therefore, we call them kuffar, disbelievers. We don't call, the Quran did not call them mushrik. Call them kafir, disbeliever. Mushrik is mushrik. Anybody else worship idols, worship cow, worship anything, we call it what? Mushrik. So we have three cases here before we leave. Number one of them from the mushrik side, we talk about mushrik now. Mushrik, those idols, those people, beggars, those people, one of the husband or the wife, he is exactly became Muslim and the other refused. Either the husband or the wife, we must separate it from both of them, such as the Prophet Sahib. Hindus came here and his wife. The Hindus, Mr. Khan, as we, or Mr. No, Khan is a Muslim, alhamdulillah. We're talking about what? Sheikh Ali. Well, give me name. Baal. Mr. Baal. Rajendra Kumar. Whatever it is. What happened is, so he came and he became a Muslim. But his wife, she's still Hindus. And Mr. Kumar, he became a Muslim. We tell him, this marriage is not exist. This marriage is violated according to the rule of Islam. Your wife, she is not permitted for you anymore. Or the opposite. Mrs. Mantibala, whatever his name, she became a Muslim. She became a Muslim. And her husband, he became a mushrik. We tell them, no, we have to separate both of them from each other, and the marriage does not exist anymore right away. Second case. Because Allah, the first case here, the mushrik. Allah, He says in the Quran, وَلَا تَنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكَةِ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنْ. Don't ever marry the mushrika. The mushrika, female mushrika, until she believed. ولا تنكحوا, and you never marry your daughter to what? A mushrikeen حتى يؤمنوا. With this rule in the Quran. Number two, talk about Ahlul Kitab. Second case, if both of them are from Ahlul Kitab, two Christians came to you, husband and wife, or two Jews came to you, husband and wife. What we have to do about this case? If we talk about the Muslim, Christian, she became a Muslim and her husband is still Christian. He refused Islam. The woman, she became a Muslim, Christian woman, she became a Muslim, but her husband refused what? The Islam. What we have to do is not allow our all. We have to separate both of them from each other. Because as we know in the formula in Islam, Muslim woman cannot what? Marry anybody except a Muslim. We know about this, all of this, alhamdulillah. Fine. But the opposite side, if the Christian Mr. Jahan, he became Muhammad and he became a Muslim, and his wife, she said, no, I want to stay in my Christianity. We don't separate both of them, and the marriage which is done before Islam, we keep it, exists. No new contract. You got it?
Yep.
Number three, second case. The problem in the number three. One of them mushrik, and one of them from Ahlul Kitab. For example, one of them mushrik is Hindus, and he married a Christian woman. Yeah, a lot of people, professional, came to this country, Japanese. Japanese worship the idols. Most of the people, they are pagans. But sometimes they marry what? They marry Christian. So if, for example, this man, if he is a mushrik, the first case, the man, he became a Muslim, and the woman, the Christian, or she's, if she's Christian or Jew, she keep her Christianity. And the man, the mushrik, Mr. Kumar, he became a Muslim and he married a woman from Ahl al-Kitab, from the Christian. What we should do about that? We told them now. Here. If the woman from Ahl al-Kitab and the man, he converted to Islam, what we have to do? We say, keep this marriage. The marriage is valid. Because the man here, our goal, the man, he's the one, he became Muslim, and his wife from Ahl al-Kitab. So we are allowed in Islam to marry from Ahl al-Kitab. As Allah stated, actually, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah 5, and Ayah number 5. 5-5. No confusing about that. For your information, Abdullah ibn Umar, the son of Umar, and who's Abdullah ibn Umar? He married a Christian woman. Number of the Sahaba, when they open and they open and they conquered the Roman Empire, they married from them, from the Christian. Now, the opposite case is a mushrik female, Rekha, whatever. And her husband is from Ahl al-Kitab. Rekha, she married John from the Christianity. And what happened here, the woman, she became a Muslim. She is Rekha, she is mushrik. But she became a Muslim. So after her Islam, her husband, he said, no, Mr. John, he said, no. I don't want to be a Muslim. I will keep myself in Christianity. So we tell them what? This marriage to be broken. Separate both of them because not allowed for the Muslim woman. Fast. About the iddah. You know, after every marriage, if we make him, we talk about fasakh, separation.
Can I ask you a question?
Father,
okay. What's the difference between the mushrik and Ahl al-Kitab?
Barakallah feek. Jazakallah khair. We explain this, ya akhi, inshallah. The mushrik, those who are pagans.
No. Pagans, they are idol worshippers.
Idol.
The mushrik, those who are associating partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
What the today's Christians, they are associating Isa alayhi salatu wa salam
with Allah.
So they are mushrikeen, they are not Ahl al-Kitab.
Yes. Look at your word here, ya akhi. Look at your word. They associated someone with Allah. Look at your words. And we're going to start about that. Fine. Let me ask you a question here. It's a beautiful question. Barakallah feek.
Because here, actually, Ahlul Ilm, the people of knowledge, as we clear it again, when you see in the Quran, Allah always make both of them are different. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ Those who disbelieve from the people of the book.
Kafaru means those who...
Disbelieve. Disbelieve.
Don't believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So,
they believe.
طيب, جزاكallah خير, inshallah. Those who disbelieve from أهل الكتاب, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا Verily, those who disbelieve from أهل الكتاب, in the day of the judgment, you may file in a jannah with you أهل الكتاب. Right or not?
No, but أهل الكتاب means those who really followed the real book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the real Bible or the Torah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
We may find them.
But those who has already associated...
I know what you think, wallahi.
I think what he tried to say, that when Isa and Moses came, and those who followed Isa at that time,
those Ahl al-Kitab,
and those who
followed Ahl al-Kitab.
That's why actually you consider the whole entire people from Christianity and Jew today, they are not from Ahl al-Kitab, they are
mushrikeen.
But the ulama, they have a different opinion. It's not my opinion, remember. The ulama, they have the majority of the ulama, they say that's why Islam permitted to eat from Ahl al-Kitab and not to eat from the Mushrik. We have a different case about that. We know Surah Al-Ma'idah 5:5. But the ulama here, Yaqi, describe it, both of them, they are the one, they created the shirk, but originally the deen is Islam. Therefore, you can, well, Allah never called them Mushrik because their deen is right. They have a deen accepted by Allah, but they are the one they created this because confusion, because they believed by themselves they committing the shirk.
So Sheikh Mustafa, what do you say that the deen is right, but they corrupted?
They corrupted.
The other one, the deen is not in the original form, so they cannot be considered as a kitab anyway.
But this is not inshallah, ya akhi, bismillah. I know, may I respect for you, my beloved brother, I respect you too much and I love you. This is not my opinion. When you go, I need you please to help
what
me.
I am saying is,
yes,
one of the scholars who happened to be in the custody of the in the jail right now, he mentioned clearly, and his name is Abdul Rahman, you know. He mentioned clearly that you are not supposed to marry the mushrikeen of this time, I mean the Christians of this time.
Let me ask a question related to this statement with this respected scholars. In the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but in the time, listen for this carefully. In the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Christian was there, right? Now, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the people, they accepted Jesus as Son of God or not?
Yes.
Hold a second, but let me complete. They accepted, there in the time of the Prophet and the Sahaba Kiram, and even Abdullah ibn Umar, when he married a Christian woman and she kept her religion, she was believing that Isa is the Son of God and the God, Holy Ghost, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. They are the same like us today. And more than that, the Prophet, when the woman in Khaybar invited him for food, the Jewish woman, and she brought the boys in. My question to you, the Prophet, he ate this food or not? He ate it because he considered them Ahl al-Kitab, but they are corrupted. Corrupted in the Aqeedah. You understand?
Nowadays, they're Christians, right?
Same thing, like before.
If their meat slaughtered by them, because they do not recite
the name of Allah. Why
yeah. Barakallah feek. Barakallah feek. This is like option. Some of the ulama, they said, in order to make their food lawful, because Allah, He sent the ayah number 5 in Surah Ma'idah number 5. And when the Allah, He said about Ahlul Kitab, they are until the end of this life. They consider it Ahlul Kitab, their food are lawful for all of us, even Ibn Abbas. When you review Ibn Abbas Turjuman al-Quran, and who's Ibn Abbas, he said, even if they believe Jesus is a son of God, therefore is halal for us. And go review the Bukhari Sharif, Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, about their food. That mean, ya akhi, inshallah ta'ala, you go and need your help to go and investigate and to see actually the statement which he offered. It's beautiful question, I like it. They are totally different because their deen are from Ahlul Kitab. And remember again, the Sahaba married from them while they committing this shirk. Same thing. They believe Jesus is so and so. You got it, inshallah? This matter, we will investigate all of you and to go, inshallah ta'ala, to help us.